Welcome once again as we listen to haunted stories that will terrify, shock, and astound you. And they all have one thing in common. They take place in a city with people that you see and talk to every day. But sometimes the fog sets in and you can't see what's happening in the dark. Welcome to our fifth story. The Old Courthouse. April had always been fascinated by the old federal courthouse in Corpus Christi. It was a majestic building that stood out among the modern skyscrapers and the busy streets. She had heard rumors that it was haunted by the ghost of a judge who had died there under mysterious circumstances. Every time she passed by, she would look into the windows, hoping to catch a glimpse of the phantom. She had begged her boyfriend Adrian to go with her and explore the abandoned courthouse. He was reluctant at first, but he agreed to humor her. They decided to wait until nightfall, when the streets were empty and the moon was full. They snuck into the courtyard and found a hole in the fence. They crawled through and approached the main entrance. The doors were locked and boarded up, but they noticed a broken window on the side. Adrian boosted April up and she climbed in. She was thrilled to be inside the courthouse. She felt like she was entering a different world, a world of secrets and mysteries. She waited for Adrian to join her and they turned on their flashlights. They dimmed them to avoid attention. They walked through the dark hallways, admiring the marble columns, the terrazzo floors, and the bronze doors. They felt like they were trespassing on history. They wondered what had happened in these rooms, what trials had been held, what verdicts had been delivered. They made their way to the central staircase, which led to the second floor. April wanted to see the courtroom where the judge had presided. She was curious about his story, his death, his ghost. She started to climb the stairs, but they were old and rotten. They gave way and she fell through. She screamed as she plunged through the first floor and then through the basement. She landed on a pile of rubber and debris. She felt a sharp pain in her hand and saw blood dripping from a cut. She dropped her flashlight and it shattered. The basement was pitch black. April! April! She heard Adrian calling from above. He sounded panicked and worried.
I'm okay. I'm okay.
She shouted back. She tried to calm herself and assess the situation. She was hurt, but not seriously. She could still move. She looked around and saw a faint light coming from a crack in the wall. She crawled towards it and realized it was the entrance to the Corpus Christi tunnels. She had heard about them too. They were a network of underground passages that connected various buildings in the downtown area. They had been built in the 1920s and 1930s, but some of them had been sealed off or flooded. They were rumored to be haunted by the spirits of the people who had died or gone missing in them. She felt a chill run down her spine. She didn't want to go into the tunnels. She wanted to get out of the basement. She wanted to find Adrian and leave the courthouse. She called his name again and heard him reply, "April, where are you? I'm coming down." "Adrian, don't. The stairs are broken. You'll fall too." "Then how do I get to you?" "I don't know. There's a hole in the wall. It leads to the tunnels. Maybe there's another way out." "Okay, I'll try to find it.
Just stay where you are. I'll be there soon. She heard him moving around looking for the hole. She hoped he would find it. She hoped he would be careful. She hoped they would be reunited. She waited in the dark, clutching her wounded hand. She felt a cold breeze on her face. She looked at the crack and saw a thick gray fog seeping through. It smelled of mold and decay. It filled the basement, obscuring her vision. She felt a surge of fear. She wondered what was in the fog, what was in the tunnels, what was in the courthouse. She heard a loud thud and a scream. She recognized Adrian's voice. He had found the hole. He had fallen through. He was in the tunnels with her. "Adrian! Adrian!" she cried. She got up and ran towards the crack. She squeezed through and entered the tunnels. She called his name again and again, but heard no answer. She was alone in the fog. She stumbled around looking for him. She had no idea where she was going. She had no sense of direction. She had no light. She had no hope. She felt like she was in a nightmare. She wished she had never came to the courthouse. She wished she had never seen the judge. The judge, she remembered him. She remembered his face, his eyes, his voice. She had seen him on the second floor. He had been waiting for her. He had been watching her. He had been judging her. He was a ghostly figure, dressed in a black robe with a white wig. He had piercing red eyes that glowed in the dark. He had a large gavel that he swung with a force. He had a deep voice that echoed through the halls. He had a single word that he repeated over and over. "Guilty! Guilty! Guilty!" He had appeared out of nowhere, blocking her way. He had startled her, scared her, angered her. He had accused her, condemned her, and sentenced her. He had chased her, cornered her, and attacked her. He had hit her with his gavel, knocking her down the stairs. He had followed her to the basement, to the tunnels, to the fog. He had never left her alone. He had never let her go. He was still with her. He was still after her. He was still haunting her. She heard his footsteps behind her. She heard his voice in her ear. She heard his gavel in the air. She felt his breath on her neck. She felt his hand on her shoulder. She felt his gavel on her head. She turned around and faced him. She looked into his eyes and saw her own reflection. She realized the truth. She realized the horror. She realized the twist. She was the judge. She was the ghost. She was the guilty one. She screamed. Thank you once again for tuning in to another Tales of Corpus. We will come to you again just as the fog seeps in. Sleep tight. We'll see you soon.